This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 346,000 people have died from COVID-19 thus far, and there are approximately 5.5 million confirmed infections. In the United States, more than 98,000 people have died, and there are more than 1.6 million confirmed cases. The Trump administration's new strategy for coronavirus testing puts much of the burden on states while promising to provide supplies like swabs and material to transport specimens. The plan, which was delivered Sunday to members of Congress, has drawn harsh criticism from top congressional Democrats. They say the administration still does not have a serious plan for increasing testing to stop the spread of the virus. A ban on foreign travelers arriving in the U.S. from Brazil due to the surge in coronavirus cases there now takes effect this Tuesday. And this is 2 days earlier than previously announced. The ban had been set up to go into effect late Thursday. The White House announced the change Monday without an explanation. Brazil is second to the U.S. in the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases, according to a tally from Johns Hopkins University, and has seen cases surge in recent days. The World Health Organization warned Brazil against reopening its economy before it can perform enough testing to control the spread of the pandemic. The organization's executive director, Michael Ryan, said in a news conference that Brazil's intense transmission rates meant it should keep some sort of stay-at-home measure in place, regardless of negative impacts on the economy. A U.S. biotechnology company has begun injecting a coronavirus vaccine candidate into people in Australia with hopes of releasing a proven vaccine this year. A Novavax official says 131 volunteers will get an injection in the first phase of the trial, testing the safety of the vaccine and looking for signs of effectiveness. This is VOA News.